With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Holiday traffic safety operations started this month with intensified road enforcement operations that police say will continue throughout the holiday season and into the new year. The Traffic and Roads Policing Unit has increased its traffic stops and high visibility patrols with the aim of reducing traffic collisions, cracking down on traffic offenses, and reassuring the community through an increased police presence. Driving under the influence offenses continue to be a major concern during the holiday season and a focus of the campaign, but officers are also targeting illegal tent, speeding, and people driving while being disqualified. Since the start of the month, traffic officers have made 11 DUI arrests as part of the operation. They've issued 132 tickets for tent, 109 tickets for speeding, and ticketed 7 people for expired registration. There's also been 14 traffic offense reports for no insurance, no certificate of roadworthiness, expired licenses, or excessive speed, which requires people to appear in court. Officers have also arrested 8 for driving while being disqualified or unqualified. These totals are in addition to tickets and arrests made by shift officers during regular patrols. In other news, helping to ensure healthy hearts all around, Cayman Heart Fund and Crichton Properties joined forces to donate an automatic external defibrillator to the Cayman Islands Academy Sports Club. After seeing what the club contributes to Cayman sports, CHF felt like giving back, according to coordinator of the Heart Fund, Angelique Bodden.
We decided to donate to Academy Sports because they have high traffic with lots of activities that they do with the community. There's parents there as well as their kids. They do so much for the community, so we decided to give back to them.
The AED can help save lives with a high adrenaline sport like football. Ms. Bond explained how this device can serve a purpose for the club.
An AED is a lightweight, battery-operated, portable device that checks the heart rhythm and sends a shock to the heart to restore the normal rhythm. So if someone falls down and needs CPR, you put the AED pads on their chest and the AED will tell you if there's something wrong.
If you'd like to learn ways to donate to CHF, you can email them at info@caymanheartfund.com. National Trust Education Manager Catherine Childs says that in order to prepare for the 2019 United Nations Climate Change Conference this week, Cayman's traveling students met with Green Tech, CUC, and the Department of Environment before the trip. While at the DOE, they learned of the in-depth environmental report that is yet to be implemented.
The Department of Environment, by the way, has done a terrific report about a climate change policy that was written in 2011 that unfortunately has never been implemented. And we hope that the government will adopt it and move forward on that.
Though Ms. Child understands why its implementation may have been delayed, she feels it's now time to refocus on the policy.
The government tries to pass many different, very valuable and important pieces of legislation. I think that that and the national conservation law were released more or less at the same time. And I think the national conservation law got brought forward, which needed to be passed desperately because before then we didn't have any conservation law at all. And then I think the climate one's just been sitting on the back burner while they've dealt with other things. But I think it's time now that we dust it off and get serious about that.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Protesters angry at the holding of a presidential election in Algeria have ransacked 2 polling stations in the Kabylie region east of the capital, Algiers. The vote follows the ousting of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who was forced to resign in April after weeks of anti-government demonstrations across the country. The protesters demand the sweeping away of the entire political establishment. There have been further clashes in the northeast Indian state of Assam in unrest triggered by India's new citizenship bill. Demonstrators say Assam's identity is threatened by the new legislation, which would give citizenship to Hindu immigrants fleeing religious persecution. Russia is expelling 2 German diplomats in retaliation for a similar move by Berlin. Last week, the German government ordered 2 Russian officials out of the country, saying Moscow wasn't cooperating in the investigation into the murder of a former Chechen commander in Berlin. BBC News.